After they had penetrated several miles into the hills, Mallory brought his mount alongside Horse as he and Preacher rode at the front of the group.
Is the back of your neck starting to feel a mite funny?
Like all your hairs are standing up on end?
Yeah, exactly.
Hell, I've been feeling that way for the past mile or so.
Mallory looked from side to side.
I was hoping we could slip past without anybody noticing us. But those blasted Comanche are out there, ain't they?
That's what I'm thinking.
And there's not a thing we can do about it, except keep riding and wait to see what they're gonna do.
Nope. Maybe they'll decide there's enough of us and we're well enough armed that they don't want to mess with us.
Do you really believe that?
Hell no, not for a damn second.
Mallory shifted the rifle he had resting across his saddle in front of him.
Maybe I ought to ride ahead and scout a mite.
You're gonna lose your hair if you do. If there are any Comanche out there, they wouldn't be able to resist a man riding alone. It's best we all stay bunched up together as much as we can, even though I suppose that makes us a bigger target.
Damn it. I never dealt much with Injuns like these Comanche. I'm more used to Crow, Shoshone, and the like. I've heard the Comanche can ride and fight like devils, even more than the Sioux.
Yeah, I fought them before. There ain't nobody better at fighting from horseback.
There were no real trails through this untamed land, except for game trails, of course. Many of them left by the buffalo herds that migrated down here every year, traveling from high on the Great Plains deep into Texas. Preacher and the others were following one such buffalo trail now. A wide area trampled flat by millions of hooves as it followed the easiest course through the hills. When it entered a long, narrow, fairly straight valley that ran for a mile or more between two ridges, Preacher felt his instincts prick up even more.
If this ain't a mighty fine place for a trap, I ain't never seen one.
I was just thinking the same thing. Maybe we should hurry up and get to those trees at the far end. They'd give us a little cover anyway.
If I was Broken Rock, I'd have men hidden in those very trees. Then I'd send more warriors in from the ridges to close in behind us and drive us straight ahead.
Well then, what the hell do you think we ought to do?
I think we'd better back out of this trap as quick as we can, Mallory.
Preacher wheeled Horse.
Get back! Head on back the way we came!